After the Carell dinnerware was cleared, they moved to the living room. I can see the scene clearly. The orange shag carpet and dark paneling of our sunken den, the men in knit shirts and bell-bottom Sansa belts, and the ladies in floral-imprinted polyester dresses. They would drink coffee and just sit around and talk. Talk for hours about the most boring of topics, the weather, price of gas, politics, the apathy of America's youth. As my friends and I watched our respective parents, we wondered, why in the world do grown-ups like to sit around and just talk? Saturday nights, when we had another family over, this was pretty much how it played out. The kids from the two families would goof around in my room while the adults just talked. At the time, I could not imagine anything more uninteresting, and I swore that I would never grow up and do such a boring thing. Somewhere along the line, as I moved from kid to adolescent to young adult to, well, not so young adult, something changed. I became my parents. Now, there's no shag carpet in my home. We have hardwoods. My khakis aren't flared, and my wife wears only natural fibers. Other than that, though, well, the scene looks the same. When we have friends over, the adults move to the living room after dinner. All the kids migrate to our kids' room where they play while the moms and dads talk. Topics haven't changed either. The drought, the spike in the price of a gallon of gas, the upcoming presidential debates, and well, sometimes the apathy of America's youth. Our kids wonder why in the world we want to sit around talking all night. You know, there are a whole lot of things I never thought I would do as an adult, and quite a few things I would never eat or drink as well. I loathed the smell of coffee on my mom's breath and knew I would never, ever drink that vile brew. But along came grad school all-nighters, and somehow I developed a taste for coffee. Trade my Lucky Charms for some cereal that looked and tasted like cardboard? Never! Yet now I find myself pouring skim milk into my bowl of Fiber One each morning. My parents also ate things like beets, which were the bane of my dinnertime existence. Now, my parents' beets were straight out of a can, sometimes in slices, sometimes like blood-red ping-pong balls, sometimes served warm, sometimes cold, but always, always awful. Now, I can't pinpoint the date and time it happened, but at some point, the adult me became a beet lover. It's not like the alarm rang one morning and I awakened craving them, but somehow things changed. I went from beet hater to beet lover. That love is a qualified love. I'm still not fond of the canned version. They're still pretty awful as far as I'm concerned. The beets I'm fond of are the kind straight out of the earth. I love to handle them in the kitchen, to chop off their hardy stems, wash away the rich soil, then use my paring knife to reveal that vibrant red inside. I even like the way my hands stain with their juices, and I love, love the smell. Earthy, sweet. My favorite way to prepare these gems is to cut them in chunks, drizzle them with olive oil, and season with kosher salt, cracked black pepper, and then roast them in a hot oven. They soften just a little, but still stay firm. The sweetness intensifies, and the earthiness mellows a bit. These roasted beets are terrific as a side dish, but my favorite use for them is in a summertime salad of greens, those roasted beets, goat cheese, and candied walnuts. Oh, the combination of roasted beets and fresh, creamy goat cheese is one of those made-in-heaven food combinations. You can take some shortcuts for the salad by using store-bought glazed walnuts, usually found in the salad dressing or snack aisle of your grocery store. You can also use the bottled dressing if you like. Balsamic vinegar works well, but a sweeter choice would be a raspberry and walnut dressing. Now, you can get the full recipe on the website. I like to think of this as a grown-up way of eating beets that even kids might enjoy before they wander off, shaking their heads and wondering why adults always just sit around and talk.